By the way you are seated, we will know who you are by the acts we are going to see, by the results we are going to see. I want you to follow me. That means to show. In fact, the dictionary means says you are clear. That is the way the dictionary said you come out clear. Another one says clean. Another one says prominent. Another one says obvious. Another one says visible to high. To manifest. You are not blending with the atmosphere. To manifest. In science, they say you precipitate. In chemistry, they say you sediment. In another one, they say you emerge. The real you. The original you. You that you are sent to be, meant to be what you are asked to be. It means living a life that is pleasing to the Almighty. When a voice will say, this is my true son and I am pleased in him. It means you are manifesting. You are shining. You are coming forth. You are showing forth. I want you to know that. That is just the definition. And look at another one. We are going somewhere. Like I said, we are going somewhere. Look, I love this one. John chapter 1 verse 31. John chapter 1 verse 31. That means to show forth, to show forth. Only, and I knew him not. Which means there are many seated here, you don't know. You will serve others. You will serve others. Let me tell you what it means never to be known. Number one, it means you are buried, even though you are alive. Because what makes life life is beyond eating and drinking. It means you are covered. You are covered. It also means you are hidden. You are hidden. It also means you are veiled. You are veiled. It means who you are is not working. What you have is also not working. You have money, it's not working. You have contact, it's not working. You have connection, it's not working. You have power, it's not working. If you are loaded with gift and you are veiled, you will see shame. I don't know him. Can you imagine? Jesus, I don't. But how can he be known? If you cannot be known, Jesus, Messiah, Son of God, was living like an ordinary man. And the prophet sent to introduce himself. Oh, wala ani wa shugban mi odama. O wa laarin wa sugbon sonu. O wa laarin wa o dabi oku. O wa laarin wa adamo. O kuku wa laarin wa bayi. Won lo ti wa. Won ti so fun apin ti bi sugbon adamo a ri. Won o dawo na mo, won o ri o. Won o gbohun re. Ohun re o jake. O je eyan. O kan pere eleyan ni e se eyan. Only that, but that it should be made manifest to Israel, therefore am I come. Baptizing with water. That the only way I will recognize this man, let me keep. How many years do you think this man has been baptizing only for one purpose? His interest is not to baptize all of you. Are you joking? Do you think his interest is, oh, come for water baptism? Wow. Come for water baptism? Wow. Come. I've baptized 2,000 people today. I want you to celebrate me. I've baptized 10,000 people to me. Hey, I want you to celebrate me. No. He said the reason for baptism is to bring to light someone that is hidden. To make known to Israel. Please, I knew him not. It's not a good testimony. It's not a good testimony. 60 years, they don't know you. 50 years, they don't know you. 40 years, they don't know you. 30 years, they don't know you. It's a crisis. There's difference between you bearing your name and your name bearing you. There's difference. Do you know how many Josephs that we are having here? Mark, Joseph, by you go him and okay. Joseph, I am here. Joseph, oh, call local lenge. To buy that people and say big bass here. And he said, you're my sorry, Joseph. But because he lived, he manifested, he lived enviable life, you tapped into his name, believing that the grace upon his life will be you. Please, there is a dimension and a realm where your name introduces you without introducing your name. Who are you? It's better for people to, they hear you, they see you, they say, are you sure you are the owner of that name? Because at a level, name is greater and higher than your personality. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You show for. You come for. To be hidden means you are set aside. And that is the first prayer point. When you say manifest, from where? From where? From the desert. Manifest. He was growing. He was strong. He was powerful. But he was in the desert. And there are so many people seated here. He was powerful. He was growing. He was waxing strong. Where? In the wrong location. I'm saying it is a cost to be hidden. Now, let me show you what it means to come forth. Let me show you what it means to manifest. I just want to make references to some personalities in the scripture for you to see what I'm saying. I'm still defining that. That number one, it simply means that David was in the jungle, and when they were bringing people, they could not bring him forth. They could not show him forth. They could not, he was not made to appear. La would do a ba, when he is your ba. So he, a king, but he was in the jungle. A king, he was attending to animals. A king, in fact, they had to wait for his arrival. The father said, the last one will see his eating. This last one, there is nothing that will look like a king in his life. And such are many seated here. You are a king, but you are eating. You are not coming out. You are not manifesting. You are not showing forth. Because one way or the other, you are in the desert. One way or the other, you are eating. And see the difference. The time he came out to meet Goliath, that was the last time he went back into the jungle. He came forth. He came forth to the point that the entire Israel began to sing of his praise. The entire Israel. In fact, Saul said, what else do you want to give this boy if not for the throne? One day, he left the jungle. He manifested himself. He came forth. There was a display. He took over. He stood out. He relegated all powers. He confronted what people were running away from. He challenged the authorities of the day. Somebody that was a shepherd overnight became the captain of an army. He was a shepherd. He never fought any war. He did not even know how to use sword. They gave him a garment. He said he had never worn it before. But that is irrelevant. Because he came, he manifested, and the story changed. When will you come out of this jungle? When will you come out where men kept you? How about Joseph? If he were meant to be in the prison, or if he should be in the prison, he will not dominate. You can't be inside that prison. You have to manifest. You have to come out. And the moment he came forth, he appeared. He was revealed. He was displayed. He was showcased. He never went back to prison. So if there is anything we are going to pray against, powers hiding you. Powers hiding you, forces hiding you. You can't manifest if you are bound. You know what they gave to Philip? They said he should be serving tables. Somebody that should be in Samaria and everybody should start. They said, go and check among yourself. Go and check among yourself. Good men, filled with the Holy Spirit that they can administer. And they went. They brought Philip. They brought Stephen. And he said, be serving table. She be tea go let him a yoni, come and serve table. And you can have, eh, she? And you're my phone alone, then. You're alone, then. Chang your colleague and serve one jambi. One jet a jangeta. I'm going to go near jambi. Ah, Koyenso. Ah, I beg bo. And he said, men filled with the Holy Spirit. Men filled with the Holy Spirit. Men filled with the power of God. Men filled with wisdom. Egbo, if you have that qualities, is it not enough for you to shine? But there are powers that said, you go and check people that are strong and powerful, people that are prayer revivalists, people that can. He said, sir, what do you want us to do, sir? Can I to say, serve table. Pastor Emi has no eating. Give him 3 Martina, 1 bottle of Coke, and give him 5 alive, and then 6 one, and give him pande jam. And if you like, put rice with the pande jam. Buffet. I'm going to buffet. Can I say? I went to share that in my common somewhere. And you know when they have invited you to a buffet that you didn't pay for, you are careless in eating. So I went there. They said, this one is this, this one is this, this one is that. Ah, I said, what is this one? They said, lamb. Lamb. I'm a lamb. What is lamb? Oh my God. Emi Ojerio, when you have four mini lamb. They said, this one is Toloto. Give me. They said, this one, give. Because I know I will not eat it again. So I said, give me everything. That is serving tables. They said, men filled with the Holy Spirit. Men full of wonders. Men full of the power of God. They said, what are we going to do? They said, begin to serve the widow. Begin to serve the people. This will be the major evangelist that will make Samaria to stand still. And he was serving tables. Where will he show from? If my pastor did not step out, are we going to be here? Will you ever have a name? Will you ever have a respect? Will you ever have a regard? A force will sit on you till you will die. Won gbe yin pa mo ni e mo we. Won gbe yin pa mo ni e mo eyan. It takes a dimension to bring him out. I have to baptize with water. That looks like power. I have to introduce him. That looks like power. I have to. It's not, no. I have to. It takes a force to bring you out. I'm saying that. I said, it's a first prayer point. I got to be me pama. I share to be me pama. Or what to feel me pama. I want to offer king. To offer king. It's my pastor that will lead all those prayer points. Don't worry. You know Abigail? You know Abigail? Yes, married to Naba. How can a wise woman marry to foolish man? Married to a foolish man. That is potentially a queen. She was meant to be a queen. She was meant to be in the palace. But she was in the house of a fool. Do you know how many powerful, dangerous evangelists, lady evangelists, but today they are speaking in tongues behind the bar? What? Wrong relationship. This was a woman meant to be in the palace. That was the second wife of King David. When you hear the intelligence, when you hear her speech, did you hear the speech of Abigail? Wow, I do not have time. I would have read the speech of Abigail. I don't think any professor can compose anything like that. The Bible says before the arrival of David, she knelt down seven times. She knelt down seven times. She didn't raise any army. She didn't need anybody. She went single-handedly to confront the wrath of David. She said, long live my king. Only may the enemies of my king be like so. Only we know that you will be king over Israel. Only we know that God has anointed you. And we'll be tomorrow son in here. Until you get killed, you'll call in here. And you say, come on, you are my Lord. Please, do not allow this anger. How many people will you kill? And David made up his mind that any man that pisseth in that house should not exist. And he was coming with that fury. Woman, you're the pane. Glenn, so. And you'll be near my brother telling you, you're going to be down. You know one point I'm telling you? That is a curse to be hidden. This was someone that was meant to be in the palace. Yet she was in the house of a fool. If God did not intervene, the Bible says God deliberately killed Nabal. And as soon as Nabal, and I love that woman who, he said, when the word of the Lord is fulfilled in your life, don't forget me. Good negotiation. Abioda. e mo gbagbe mi o ayaba ni mi o aye lo pa kada ta mi da o ayaba le mi na o aye lo da eyan mo mi ro. I want to manifest. So you bring me out of that house and bring me to the palace. I'm saying one particular thing, that if you will manifest, there's a dimension of force that will bring you out. When Jesus was not known, they called him son of carpenter. When Jesus was not known, they ridiculed him. When Jesus was not known, they disgraced him. In fact, when Jesus was not known, he wept. Manifest. Let them know who you are before you die. Let them know what you carry before you die. I love this simple story. Very funny one, but really vet. My pastor, I don't know whether you were around in those days when we used to do entertainment in primary school. Etima. Okunle oro iru, obinrin na oro iru, eri pe nkan buruku ni. Awo okunle aro iru, obinrin na oro iru. Ah, ma se ba. Gbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbagbag So then I was in primary two. That was 1975. So I was in primary two. I was small. I was young. Even more, they fairly junior school. Told me a monk, the primary school. So they now said we will do entertainment. Mr. Olatunji, if I can't forget your name from 1975, come on, I want to tell you, Mr. Olatunji, Oruko Enani, through to life, if he's hearing me, said we will organize a play. The man that will go ahead will be Babalawo. That is the play we want to do, Babalawo. They call the name Agrimalaja. Then Amy, because Mokere and small, I will be on my Babalawo. I'm the Babalawo way Agbada. My own job is to put this Agbada behind him. So he will be dancing. You know all this, if I can, he will be dancing. Mama mu Agbada, mama fibai, lay ye, mama fibai. Bobby Omashi. I was getting to the center where Babalawo will begin to chant incantation. I say, Mr. Olatunji, who will talk? He moved so close to me like this. He landed me a slap from 1975 till now. I've not forgotten. 1975 till now. I've not forgotten that slap. He got Tito Wale Gidini. I think, wow! I was running to my house. I was to go and meet my father. When my father saw my face, primary two. Oh, what will not be held to my. When it's Mr. Latuji. Mr. Latuji slapped me. Mr. Latuji. He said, who is Mr. Latuji? I said, he slapped me. My father picked briefcase. He said, jump on the Suzuki 120. We got to that place. And you know, my father, I didn't know him. That is why I'm saying it's good to be known. It's a crisis when you are not known. One man yonje, one dem mafia jenny. Now the ideal thing was for my father to go and meet the head teacher of IMG school. My father did not go. My father said, "Where is the man and where is the class?" What that one she, what he replaced me, what he me she come and do, jonye. Oh my God, we Baba and Wala Tile. Meanwhile, my father was one of the top shot of head teachers in primary school in those days, Leaf Road, all those days, top. I said, briefcase to pay, I said, go man, you know. Got there, he said, who are you? I said, this, my teacher that slapped me. He said, you slapped my son? You slapped my son for what? For Agrimalaja. You slapped my son for Agrimalaja. My father now introduced himself to him. He mentioned his name. He mentioned the lack of one Dairo. Well, he mentioned three names. that with ordinary letter, that man is finished. He brought his head, his hand on my head, and his hand was shaking. His leg was shaking. A whole teacher. He said, Josa, Emma Binusa. I was sure that my father did not go to the head teacher's office to report. He took the authority because my father was stronger than the head teacher of the school. He walked into the office, he sat down like this, and he was shaking his leg. He was shaking his hand. You are finished today. You are done. You are finished today. Enjoy the party. No entertainment again. If my father was not known, the reason why you are suffering is because they can't recognize you. I said the ultimate purpose of every testimony you have received from God is to build value into your names. Check it. There is no testimony that will end like that. It will increase your personality. It will increase your name. So that long after your departure, your name will still exist. The Bible says another king who did not know Joseph. That was the problem of Israel. It is an abuse if you are not known. You have to manifest. And the opposite of not manifesting is you are not known. You are buried. Then secondly, that I want you to see, I said if I can't finish today, we'll continue from there. If you take the verse my pastor read, he was talking about the manifestations of the sons of God. Manifestation of the sons of God. The Romans chapter 8, can you give us Romans chapter 8 verse 14? Okay, it's the entire creature is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. 8:14, Abi. 8:19. 8:19. Only for the entire world is waiting for your manifestation. Particularly if you are a son. If you are a son. You have a purpose. So when I'm saying manifest, the question is which purpose? For what purpose? 1 John chapter 3 verse 18. For this purpose was the Son of God manifested to destroy the works of the devil. So what will also bring you out, what will reveal you is the assignment. What will bring you out is the purpose. Hear what Joseph said. He said, for God has sent me ahead. He said, I will feed you. I will take care of you. For that is the purpose. This is the reason for my manifestation. That exactly is the purpose. If you do not know what you are here to do, you cannot come forth. And if you are doing what others are doing that is not originally yours, you cannot also manifest. He said, I brought him forth for this purpose. I brought him forth for this purpose. I also brought him forth for this purpose. Hear what Apostle Paul also says in his word. He said, for this reason I have appeared unto you so that you will bear my mercy. You will bear my light amidst the Gentiles. Great men, right from the scriptures, one thing is eminent. They will manifest. You will manifest when you begin to fall in line, when you begin to comply, when you begin to execute what God has sent you to do. You don't struggle to manifest. He's the one that will reveal you. And for him to reveal you, he will reveal you why doing that. The Bible says as Jesus was healing, his fame was spreading. As he was teaching, his name was spreading. As he was doing the will of the Lord, in line with what God has sent him to do, they were giving him respect. They recognized him. In fact, there was a time when he got to Jerusalem on court. The Bible says the entire Jerusalem shook. It was not like that before. It was in the process of doing what God said he should do. They gave him a coat. They brought all the palm fronds and palm leaves. They put their clothes upon it. And they began to sing, hail him, the son of David. Hosanna, Hosanna. If he was not found in the counsel and the will of the Lord, he will not shine. He will not come forth. So if you mention Nathaniel Bassey, who heard of Nathaniel Bassey before? Who heard of Dosin Oyekan before? But in the process of pursuing the counsel of God, they are not struggling to be the best that the Lord wants to be. And the entire world is celebrating them. Be as it may, I am not saying you should hold microphone and begin to sing. Auntie me, you hold microphone and they are playing keyboard for you. The greatest punishment you can give me is to ask me to come and sing. Because even when I was in choir, they sent me out. And you know why? They said they could not locate my voice on keyboard. Totonio, tori ma ko auto, ma ko tenor, ma ko bass. E to bati doju in le mi ma ko. All I'm saying is this. Identify that field. Identify that line. All Joseph did was not to preach. He was just an administrator. And what was he administering? A Greek. So don't say a Greek. It doesn't count. Identify your line. Identify the purpose. Identify the assignment. Don't come and struggle to do what you think is raining. No. What is raining might not actually be what God wants you to do. There is a dimension of quietness that makes men to submit to God. And there's a dimension of noise that people will think you are doing the thing. You won't manifest outside your purpose. You won't manifest if you don't identify the assignment. Because you will be made. Somebody introduce yourself. At least you will introduce it by something. How do we know you? Until Philip got to Samaria and they saw what God was doing through him, he had no recognition and he had no name. So number two, if you want to manifest, practically speaking, find out, why am I here? What am I to do? Find it out. So that will be the second prayer point that we are going to pray. Lord, open my eyes. Show me your counsel. Show me your might. Show me your power. Show me your greatness. Then we are going to ask also the Lord to remove us from the jungles of life, to also remove us from desert. Number three, power. I love it in the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 16. I'm talking about what will bring us out. I'm talking about what will make us to manifest. Are you there? Acts chapter 4, verse 16. Saying, what shall we do to this man? For that indeed a notable miracle had been done by them and is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. That was Peter that was timid. That was Peter that was afraid. They called him common. They called him ignorant fellow. They called him unlearned man. They said, where did this man, where did they learn letters? He said, are these people not Galileans? How come these mighty signs and notable miracles are coming from them? There's a dimension of power that make manifestation cheap. You can't come forth. You can't shine forth. You can't come out. You cannot reign if power is absent. That is why the Bible says, he shall receive power. That is why the Bible says, these signs will follow you. That is why the Bible says, it will confirm the word with signs and wonders. That is why the Bible says, no man does join them because of the power. And that is why the Bible says, and they fear them. That is why the Bible says, all men, all the sons of prophet, they came to submit to Elisha, knowing that the double portion of that anointing has come upon him. The day the power of the Lord begins to operate in your life, you will find out that men will respect you. They will submit to you. They will give you your pace. They will give you chance. But you can't shine without power. John chapter 1 verse 12, he gave them power to become the sons of God. He gave them power to become the sons of God. So if there is any other prayer we are going to pray, I want you to sincerely ask the Lord, Lord, show me your power. Lord, show me yourself. Lord, show me your strength. Lord, show me your grace. Show me your grace. One of the reasons if we are going to manifest. Let me say two more and then we pray. My pastor said it extensively. If it is not yet your time, you don't struggle. In the book of John chapter 2, Jesus said unto the mom, he said, it is not yet my time. He said, my hour has not yet come. My hour has not yet come. The Bible says he was in the desert until the day of his showing forth. There is a time for your manifestation. But before then, you need preparation. Before then, you need to grow. Before then, you need to be strong. Before then, you need to build yourself. Because if you come out and you are not fortified, it means you will soon go back. So there is a dimension of power. There's a dimension of power. And two, the last one is prayer. Prayer. And here I want us to pray. I will call some few prayer points before my pastor will take over. Prayer. And one of the things I want to attach to that prayer is opportunity. It's opportunity. There are many people, you are hearing their messages today because of COVID. Abi, many people we have never heard before. Many people we have not seen before. Many people we do not even know. But as soon as COVID came and church was locked up and people were online, you see a lot of them, people were seeing their faces. People were hearing them. Opportunities. Opportunity is also a breeding ground for manifestation. If there was no crisis of famine and drought, you would not know the gift and the skill of Joseph. Opportunities. There are times when God wants you to shine, when God wants you to manifest, he will create an opportunity. He will create a space for you. He will also create a room for you. Opportunities. If they didn't create Oshun and Oyo State in those days, there would have been so many people that would never become a permanent secretary. But the moment they created that and they asked people that are indigenous of Osun State to go back to their place, there were vacant places and people were stepping in into that place. Opportunity, opportunity. There are times for you to manifest, there must be opportunity. Goliath was just an opportunity for David. If not, David will rot inside that jungle. So there's a dimension of opportunity when it is time for you to manifest. When it is time for you to come forth. It can be in business, it can be in office. There are times you are good in what you know, but you don't have an opportunity to display it. There are very good footballers, but they are not known because they are in the village. Because no opportunity. There are many brilliant and intelligent students that with scholarship, they would have been the best, but no opportunity. I love this simple story that I used to say. I don't know if I've said it here. That story, I love it so much. That as long as Samson Siasia was on field, Amokachi would not play. On my bench here. Because if you hear Siasia, it's like you have had number 10. There's no any other number 10. And he will play full match. And that one will be on seat. But one day, he had injury. So they brought him out, opportunity. But the coach did not want to use Amokachi because he has never used him before. So he was looking for someone else to be warming up. You know, we'll be running around like this, we'll be running up and down, running up and down. Amokachi just wore jersey, just ran into the field. He just, Kote Eduro, by the time TF Mania Tirenya, Amokachi don't feed. He couldn't call the man back. He said, There's a dimension of force for destiny to shine. Said this one, huh? If you not help me, I will help myself. And he was the best man of the match. The best man of the match. And from that day, you will always hear his name and the best of the match. And from that day, they benched Siasia. Siasia never came to that field anymore. Because they found out that he was stronger, younger, and he would play all around the field. And that was a potential they tied down. There will come a time somebody will just move out so that you can come. I begin to say, so there are times in life God deliberately will create opportunity for you. It's when you are not set and you are not prepared, then there by manifest opportunity will come. And that is one of the prayer that I want us to also pray tonight. Lord, create an opportunity for me. Create an opportunity for me. They invited me the last time I went to UK. We just came back. Not up to 2 weeks. Someone came to Jordan who has been trusting the Lord for husband. So we met. So she has been watching me online, and then we prayed. And getting back to UK, one husband came from this other side. I don't know whether it's Dubai or so. And immediately they fixed marriage. And they called me that I will be the one that will preach and I will do the joining. I said, wow. So they said, "Ntima lo se nlo yibo ni to join." That's a testimony. So I was jumping. Suddenly, they phoned me. Want to tell ID? Want to tell IV everything? So the boy said he's not doing it again. We have paid for the hall. How can we? Try. I felt bad. Two things. I felt bad for the girl. I felt bad for myself. Because I've told people I'm going to London. How do I go back to tell them I'm not going to London? I say, you want to call me off? I buy. Off I buy me now. I want you to see that most times these miracles, lifting, growth, expansion that you see is just God creating opportunities. So, I paro kon gaju kan lo. Olorun kan faye gba won kan ni. So nobody's, oh, no, it's, I'm the richest man. It might be a single connection. And people say, he knows God. God knows him. No, that's why they call grace to manifest. So I went back to tell them, at the point of breakthrough, I saw breakdown. I saw breakdown. When they gave me visa like this, I was jumping. I just doubt. Can I just go to go and comfort her? There's no need for that. That was why Nehemiah Parish Redeem just called. He said, "Pastor Yinka," I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Are you not coming to London again?" Money opportunity close. I only want to tell me what's wrong. Money, there's no marriage anymore, so I'm not coming to London again. He said, "Alone for your visa, come on, show me your penny. If you have visa, it's because God wants you to come. Money, yes, it's an opportunity. God has opened the door." He said, "What will you be doing so time? Ego, shema ni mi o free. Money mo free ga wa December. Only okay. By Monday we are sending tickets to you. They bought the ticket. They send the ticket. Mo ko shagbe ra mi sunu plane na ni. Ti mo fi debe ti mo fi pada." All I'm saying is that at times you think certain things stay close, but God has another way of reopening it. that he will raise somebody for you. Are we ready to pray?
Yes,
let's rise up. I want my pastor to come and lead us in prayer. I've left this time for him. Thank you, sir.
Shout hallelujah. I don't know why Pastor Yinka always think I should lead prayers. Oh, what will look be what, Mama? What is the hand that is hiding or keeping you in hiding? Keeping your destiny in hiding. I want you to cry aloud. I don't know, this may not look, but just pray. Every evil hand keeping my life and destiny in hiding, be removed by fire in the name of Jesus. If you like, don't pray. If you like, pray. It's your time to pray. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Can you notice that I stopped you? When Pastor Yinka started, he said something about prayers. Who remembered? Eh? He said what? When you have understanding, or if you don't have understanding, your prayer will be weak. Did you understand this word tonight? Your prayer didn't show that you understood. Your prayer didn't show that you understood. That you are loaded but hidden. Graced but hidden. Anointed but hidden. Loaded yet hidden. So you pray with understanding. Every hand keeping my life and destiny in hiding, be removed by fire in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray that prayer. Malabo susabala yala baba. Ezubra la bayala nana. Shabaro sefele begede bedebe. Shabola baradarabara. Maskele vere boshuta barabara. Zema la brono su sebra la baya la baba baba baba. Shanda borosi pa la baya la ba. Mala su se barade bosa sa pa ya la baba 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 baba. Every evil hand keeping my life, keeping my destiny in hiding, be removed by fire in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Skende vitasa vrabete ketusa takaya vrebekete bisata payala brekete kesita payala ba brekete keliba payala ba roskete felebe yelebe bebebe pralesusa payala ba 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 shane beruskele berebe sisabaya. Leskatavaraba yala ba 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 ba. Embrolosusa pa yala ba. Ade pralosuse ketele berere. Vrale bosha. Brale bosha. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Can I take you into a deeper dimension of prayers tonight? Can I? You need someone to introduce you that he may manifest. I might come. Any attempt to introduce yourself many times will lead to failure and frustration. I want you to cry out to God tonight, Father, introduce me, announce me, let me be divinely introduced in the name of, lift your voice and shout, Father, introduce me, introduce my business, let me be, wait, you are not getting it. One brother is watching this service online outside of this country. So I said to him, okay, so, you know, sir, Talubai, who did this? I said, oh, it's my tailor. He's, you know, he can do nice. He said, no. Later, this guy now called me and said, sir, there is a powerful tailor. There is somebody. I was trying to introduce the tailor. He said, no. There's somebody, my friend just told me, this is, I want to, and when he was going to mention, he mentioned the same person I introduced. I mentioned to him. So it wasn't me, it was God that wanted to introduce that person. Until you are introduced, you may know and not be known. You know how to do it, you are not known. I want you to cry. I don't know where your business can be introduced. Your career can be introduced. Your profession can be introduced. Your services can be introduced. You need somebody. Even Jesus needed an introducer, an introduction. John the Baptist pointed to him and said, that is the Lamb of God. Cry out to your Father in heaven and say, Father, introduce me, announce me. Send me someone who will introduce me and introduce my business, my destiny, my career in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray for divine introduction. Somebody pray. Esata yala baba 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 baba. Eskala barato sebelebe yele. Introduce me, my career, my destiny, my business, my ministry. Let me be divinely introduced. Let me be divinely announced. You can be introduced in marriage also. For marriage, I mean. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In the course of his ministration, there were many names that God's servant mentioned. But I remember he mentioned Joseph. What was the key to Joseph's manifestation? Joseph had a gift. Joseph interpreted other people's dreams. And it led to his own manifestation. He did what? He was interpreting people's dreams. Allah tiye oje. He was interpreting other people's dreams. And because he interpreted other people's dreams, his own dream was now interpreted. The shortest route to manifestation is service. He mentioned Nathaniel Bassi. I'm sure you heard what Baba Adeboye said about him. The shortest route to greatness is service. You are in the church. You are not doing anything. You are in the house of God. You are not serving. You are not doing anything. You want God to manifest you. Eh? Service. He said in his course of preaching, he said, my pastor, would, if he had not stepped out, would not have been here. And I have told you my story. It was service, 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 service. When it was time for me to leave my former church, I knew I was going to leave. I wanted to go abroad. I didn't want to start a church. But all I was interested in, serve. I just wanted to serve. And my wife knew that all about my life is service. So when I felt led that a church should start, my wife didn't agree. Because she knew we were committed to service, not starting a church. So I had to write with that, wrote letter. It was my wife that wrote a letter on in my name. Sent it to Baba Adeboye. There are some things you don't know. Service. We just want to serve. So I just saw a letter from Baba. Your letter is received. Come for cancer. So my wife said, yes, I wrote the letter. May God give you a good wife.
Amen.
Once I mean be. So I went to see Baba Adeboye. I went with Pastor Charles. Those who wanted to see Baba were up to 1,000. And he was calling, they were calling people in 20 by 20. The son of Baba said, when we entered, you came for counseling. What you wanted to tell me is not me that has the solution. So, Nina, tell God what you wanted to talk to me about. God ministry, God. And he was praying for everybody. God grant their desire. Pastor Charles was with me. He knelt down beside me. When Baba got to me, laid his hand. Then he said, Father, prosper the ministry you have committed to his hand. I started crying. He didn't hear anything from me. I started crying. You don't forget, for those who have been with me for long, in 1995, when my pastor was going to ordain me a pastor, I said no. He was a prophetic voice. I went for Holy Ghost night. He was the prophetic voice that said there is a young man here. This weekend, you are entering into a new phase in your life and destiny. You are afraid. You are asking whether it is me sending you. Daddy said, I should tell you, he is the one sending you. You think it's for free for that I'm not stressed, I have no tension? Onisha ole je ki sha owo baje. Is it my work? Somebody asked me yesterday. I don't want to mention his name. He said, sir, how is it that there are so many things and you don't look troubled? Why is it that things are happening, you are not troubled? I said, it's not my own. It's not my business. It's not my job. It's not my church. It's not my ministry. It is his own. Why is it as people are living, I will even celebrate them to live? Because it's not my own. And do you think what you did not fight to get, you don't fight to keep? I didn't fight to get to where I am, so I don't fight to keep. If God says, Grace, if God says, oh, yeah, to assignment, yeah, something else, oh, turn on him, I'm going to go for Pastor Jolani. Man of God. God said, Toba sobe mo lo. Ebi se ko wu mi, be se wu mi. O ma wu mi ki lo court. Ki so pe, may he please this honorable court. I am here, I appear. O wu mi ga. O wu mi ga. So if God says, you can go ahead and do it, man of God. Eh? Kotiya. What am I saying? For you to show, serve. Don't serve with what do I get there. Look at this man serving. It is not what they get. They give to me. This Pastor Shola is giving me money. It's his birthday. So it's my birthday on Saturday. He will give me money. No, I'm not telling him. That's the every year. Pastor Matthew, he will give me money. Talk about me, my baby. It's not for what to get. And I am not asking them because that is where the blessing is. Pastor Amnebedayo is not a pastor in Latin, so he's part of us. He will send me almost every month. Maturity this month. He will send it. You know it's me. He will send every month. Then I will send him a prayer. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
sir. Service is not, I'm not, that's not money. You know, Joseph. Do you know what the Bible says about Elisha? When they were looking for someone to manifest, a servant told Jehoshaphat and the king, okay, here is Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who poured water upon the hands of Elijah. On whose hand are you pouring water? A major key to manifestation is that obey. It's not because of what we want from you. Serve. It is the shortest route to our shortcut. Service. Whole-hearted service. Not face service. Not lip service. not mouth service, not eye service. I have added to what he shared with us. Pray our Monico, pray like that. Pray our love, pray. Huh? Someone will introduce you. Serve God also. And you'll be introduced. Have you prayed, God, introduce me and let me be introduced? You have prayed that prayer. They jagged by me. But you have had again, serve. Please serve. I want you to pray. Father, create opportunity for me to manifest in the name of Jesus. Listen. Listen. Baba is on role kan, awon baba wa ni Oluwa, won ni opa kan wo kan ye. That's God. If he looks at you, mo fe promote omo yin. I remove elomi. He wanted to promote Esther. O wa je ki Vashti misbehave. There are some Vashti, awon Vashti aye e wan misbehave. Create opportunity for manifestation for me in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray for your opportunity. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Hela basuta payala baba baba baba. He barisata yala baba baba. Create opportunity for my manifestation. Create opportunity for me, oh God. Hena tu sapa yala bababa. Rakete lebero dosusa. Engrala susa kata yala bab. Entre lisa pro yolobo susa kaya laba. Create opportunity for me to manifest, to show, in the name of Jesus. Opportunity for me to manifest. You are not better than some people. What they don't have is opportunity. Some people are not better than you. What you don't have is opportunity. Hemalutasa, create opportunity for me to manifest. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Two more prayers. One man saw a crowd gathered in a church. And he called the name of the pastor of that church, the man of God. And he shouted, ha! And he told Lord Rufa Yigba. Lord Rufa Yigba. Bamba, Oluwa fa yigba mi. Fa ye shiriri gba mi. Now listen. What do you now want God to do? Be specific. Faye shirere bami. Fayati loko bami. Fayati bima bami. Fayati loke oko bami. Fayati milari bami. Fayati rishek bami. Make room for me to prosper. Make room for me to marry. Make room for me to have my children. Oluwa faye gba mi loruko. Are you ready to pray? So shetan lati gbadura pariwo Oluwa. Ah oh pariwo
Faye Isherere Gbami Loruko Jesu. Shout it, Father. Make room for me to prosper. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and pray.
Esuta yala dane rebeto shala bayala. Ye mandrebi la la bosata yale bero. Hele bosuta yala date baro shata yale teta. Hele beduru yala badara basata yala gadara bayala gadara. Hendra yala basuta yala gadara. Hendra la basato bayala badara. Ela baba yale embrale se ele promo susaga ambrele le beso tayalaga agre dere 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 musaba yala andre bele bede boyele bo malo sata yala dadara yala
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.
Amen.
I want you to pray, Father, open my eyes to see and grace me to stay focused on my purpose and assignment. Open my eyes to see, my heart to know my purpose, my assignment. Open my eyes to see, open my heart to know, and give me the grace to stay focused on my purpose, on my assignment. Lift your voice and pray that prayer for yourself. Father, open my eyes to know, to see. Open my heart to know. Give me the grace to stay focused on my purpose, on my assignment. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Stretch your hands towards this direction. I feel very strongly the unction to prophesy here. I just want to speak by the spirit of prophecy. I'm speaking these prayers by the spirit of prophecy. And when a prayer is said by the spirit of prophecy, it is the color of Moshe. You watch it online. As the spirit of God steers me, I want your amen to be loud. Loni, amu iboju esuko loju de. Biatalo sita yalaba. Whatever has covered your glory, your destiny, whatever has hindered your manifestation, tonight we remove it in the name of Jesus. Whatever has hidden you from being seen, from being noticed, from being visible, whatever has kept you behind in life, whatever has made you operate, you are operating below your level. Whatever has made you to operate below your level, you know I am more than this. That power, that force is destroyed now in the name of Jesus. Arabiri toke wa mi arabiri kan gbo mi lale yi mi o mo bi to tin wo mi sugbon bayi ni oluwa wi o owo ibi to fi opa mo ina olorun jo sono re ayaba yaba 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 ayaba yaba 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 ayaba yaba 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 ayaba yaba yaba yaba. Every evil hand that has kept you in hiding, they are removed by fire. Iabolosa and the bosa Agayala Tusha Agatayala Osa Takaya Batakayala Ilabada Yabalaba Yalabada Usha Halibatasa Ambrileboso Ambrileboso Ilabatuakala. The hand is here. The hand is here. The mighty hand of God. The mighty hand of God. Removing every evil hand that is hidden your glory, that is hiding your glory. The hand of the Lord, the fire from God, the fire from His hand, removes every hand that is hiding your glory in the name of Jesus. It's time for you to show. God himself will announce you. He will announce your business. He will announce your career. Joseph was announced. Daniel was announced. You will be announced. And please, when God announces you, when he announces you rather, don't misbehave. Don't misbehave. Don't disappoint. Don't cheat. God announced somebody does business all over the world. Business. Catering business. In Nigeria, Dubai, in the UK, in America. Now he has started disappointing people. Don't disappoint. Don't bite more than you can chew. God will announce you. You will show. God will reveal or manifest you to the right person who should marry you. In the next 7 days, in your name, the name of the Lord will be glorified. Because it's your time to be manifested. In the name of God the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Come on, shout a threefold amen. Give Jesus a big clap offering. Make it louder and better.